The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, good evening, everyone. It is approximately a little bit after 6. It's about 6:35 Eastern this on February 6th. We want to welcome you to our broadcast here on End Time Headlines. As you guys are hopping on here, we want to welcome you guys on Facebook Live. If this is your first time joining us, please let us know in the comment section below that you're a first-time listener or viewer, and we would like to acknowledge that. We want to welcome our podcasters tonight that will be joining us here in the rebroadcast of this as well. When you listen to this, we, as always, we appreciate you guys taking the time out to join us as well. And, of course, our YouTube audience as well, we welcome you guys here that will be listening as well. So I want to go give you, if you'll give me about 20 minutes, guys, I want to get you up to speed with some of our top headlines today. Again, on this Thursday, it is, again, February 6th. It's a little after 6:30 p.m. Eastern, and we've got about five or six stories that are trending on our main website, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. So let's get right into this thing. First thing I want to talk about is, while most of us here on this side of the planet was preoccupied to from everything from work to our normal lives to keeping up with the political circus and mess that's going on, everything going on from in the White House or whatever it may be, above us, way far above us, an asteroid by the name of 2020 CW skimmed past the planet. Now, hold on. I know everybody's going to say, well, this happens all the time. We have asteroids that go by and fly by the Earth all the time. Well, hold on now. This asteroid was different. At 47,647 miles an hour, obviously that's approximately, and at the distance of 10,225 miles, which, by the way, puts this in range of most of our communication satellites that circle our planet at approximately 22,300 miles. Now, again, I know for all of the flat earthers, they're going to tune me out. They're not going to listen to anything I got to say. So if you guys will just sit back and chill out for a minute, let us get past this story, and you'll probably find the other stories interesting. But nevertheless, according to a report from CNET, this near-miss asteroid actually ranked itself number 8 in the top 10 list of closest asteroids to pass Earth, or what is in what's called NASA's database of near object close approaches. Again, number 8. So this is a pretty big deal. And by the way, back in what was it, last year, there was a even closer flyby asteroid that came by during, and of all times, it was during Halloween. I thought that was interesting. And this happened again of Halloween of last year, 2019. And it was so close, guys. It was ranked number 2. Think about that, how close that was to striking the Earth. Now, when we start talking about this, and I put this in our blog today, and I blogged about this on our main website, endtimeheadlines.com. .org, endtimeheadlines.com. There was an asteroid that flew over Russia. Do you remember this? This was in 2013. That exploded over the atmosphere of Russia, resulting in windows busting out, the ground shook, and many injuries occurred. Many injuries occurred as a result of this asteroid that came by that that exploded over the atmosphere, that busted out windows, shook the ground, and caused, again, many injuries. All right. So this, again, this took place last night. This asteroid flew over, was ranked number 8 in the top 10 closest asteroids. Again, it's like one thing after another thing after another thing. It's like, how many warnings are we going to get? How many wake-up calls are we going to get? How many precursors are we going to get? I mean, this seems like 2020 is shaping up to be like the alarming year, the year of the trumpet just blasting and warning the nations of the world. Now, I know, let's talk about this coronavirus for a minute. Man, where do we go from this? Some of this I haven't even put up on our main website because I haven't been able to. There's so much going on, guys. It's hard to really keep up with this. Let me give you some of these headlines. And some of these, again, we have not even put them up. We're going to put these up. I want to get to this tonight and put these up on our main website. But China is scrambling to find beds for patients. Now, the death toll, again, depending on what source you hear from, we're hearing 563. Some sources have it much higher than that. Other sources that released death tolls were quickly scrubbed from social media. They were removed, they were shut down, and whatnot. Let me give you another headline here. This is from the Wall Street Journal. China logs its deadliest day for coronavirus as U.S. plans last flights from Wuhan. So the U.S. is scrambling, trying to get people out of ground zero of this coronavirus. And now China is logging its deadliest day. Again, at least one report is stating that the death toll now reaches 563. By the way, this headline broke today. We've not reported this yet, but the Chinese doctor who was the first whistleblower, the first one who came out the gate warning about an outbreak of this, has recently died from the infection of this. So this was pretty extraordinary in my book, dealing with this. And then another article, this was from The Express. This is a UK affiliate, is now stating that they're claiming that the disease can spread in little as 15 seconds. So we're talking a sneeze, the mist goes within a 15-second perimeter of this time frame, that this can actually be contracted. So these are some, again, these are some headlines we don't have up on our main website, but we're going to get these up later on and get you up to speed on this. I want to move on, but one last headline on this. An artificial intelligence prediction made a prediction of the coronavirus that could infect 2.5 billion and kill 53 million. And again, I'm going to give you a quote. This is from Forbes, F-O-R-B-E-S, Forbes. This is on our main website. This article is on our website. An AI-powered simulation run by a technology executive is stating that the coronavirus could infect as many as 2.5 billion, I said billion, people within approximately 45 days, and the death rate could be as high as 52 million. However, now I say however, conditions of infection and detection are changing, which in turn changes incredibly important factors that the AI isn't aware of. So doctors are coming out and they're refuting this claim and saying that this is not credible evidence, that we should not rely on this this AI-powered simulation to give us an accurate reading or statistic on the amount of people that can be affected versus the kill rate, and et cetera, et cetera. So again, I'm only reporting this. So again, this was an AI-powered simulation that came up with this number. And again, doctors have quickly come out to refute this and claim that it's bogus or not credible because the simulation doesn't factor in the day-by-day evolutionary change of this virus. Now, again, one can say that could be good or bad, depending on how this thing mutates or how it evolves. So if it digresses, that's great. If it progresses, not so much. So we're going to keep an eye on this thing, guys. Just keep praying. It's going to be interesting to see how this. Now, this is an article. This is a headline that broke this afternoon to me, this is one of the top headlines. We've got two top major headlines. This is one of them, and I'll save the last one here in a second. A magnitude 3.8 earthquake struck northern Israel today. Now you say, okay, good, you know, what's the big deal? Well, according to Breaking Israel News, and geologists and the Geophysical Institute, who's there in Israel, who know exactly the approximate location of where this earthquake took place, they are claiming, listen to this, that this magnitude 3.8 earthquake that struck Israel just before 7 a.m. on Thursday morning, according to the IDF Homefront Command, again, this was a 3.8 earthquake. The Geophysical Institute said the source of the quake was 5.5 miles of the southwest coast of the Tirat HaCarmel. Carmel. Does that sound familiar? Carmel. Where does that sound familiar? Well, guys, that's out of 1 Kings 18. This is literally in the approximate location where Elijah the prophet performed his great miracle there on Mount Carmel. You can find that in 1 Kings 18, 42-44. Remember, this is where he battled the prophets of Baal. And this is where he called down the fire from heaven. This is where he slew the prophets. This is where he took the water and the basins of water and he filled up a trench and he put wood on it. And he prayed unto the Lord, and the God who answered by fire performed a miracle. The fire fell, licked up the sacrifice, and Elijah stood in this very location and said, "How long shall you falter between two opinions? If the Lord God is your God, make him God. If he's not, serve the prophets or serve Baal." It was on the top of Mount Carmel, or Carmel, however you want to pronounce that. So again, this magnitude 3.8 earthquake struck approximately within 5.5 miles of this historical biblical location where Elijah called down the fire from heaven and slew the prophets of Baal. This is pretty remarkable. According to Breaking Israel News, massive earthquakes in Israel are prophesied to accompany the multinational Gog and Magog conflict that will signal the end of times. And that's true, because you go to Ezekiel 38:39, it talks about an earthquake that will be so great that it will grasp the attention of the nations of the world. And then you go to Revelation chapter 11, and there's a great earthquake that strikes in Israel there and kills thousands of people. So again, I see this as prophetic precursors. These are prophetic stepping stones. This is the sneak previews, guys. You know when you go to the movie and you go a little bit early and you have to sit through the previews? 30 minutes of previews. You see a trailer about this movie and a trailer about that movie. It's not the full movie. It's a snippet. It's a preview. It's something to give you, to spark your interest of the full reality of what's coming. And it's almost like the Lord is to those who have ears to hear and eyes to see, those who understand the times and seasons in which we're in. They're the sons of Issachar that see the signs in the earth and the things that are happening and the sun and the moon and the stars and all the signs, and they have understanding and wisdom to know the signs and seasons, and they interpret these things. The Lord is just revealing these things one after another after another after another. And this is just one story that I believe is an example of that. Now, here's another story that broke, and then we're going to get to our the most trending story of the day. We're going to save it for last. Here it is. Ready? Elon Musk, the technological guru, the billionaire that most people know who I'm talking about, he tweeted that his brain computer chip company, Neuralink, is currently working on a, quote, awesome version of the device. This individual, Elon Musk, believes that his brain interface technology will hopefully soon, and when I say soon, we're talking about this year, he wants to begin to implement this to individuals who would be willing to confer with this. Now, before you say, oh, let me talk about this and then we'll get to that. His dreams and aspirations is to turn humans into a, quote, genius super race. Musk has been, and again, this is according to The Sun that reported this. Musk has been developing the technology called Neuralink because he thinks humans must become one with machines in order to survive being replaced by artificial intelligence. His plan is to, quote, save the human race. Are you ready for this? It involves wiring computer chips into your minds to merge us with artificial intelligence. Now stop for a second. How interesting is that? Now, before you mark this off and think this guy's crazy, when they begin to market chips in your hand for convenience, for security, for work convenience, whatever the case may be, when they were doing this in Switzerland and other locations, people said, oh, that's ridiculous. That's crazy. Nobody will ever willfully oblige by that. No one will willfully partake of that. And once again, they've been proven wrong. Because not only did one or two or a handful, but we're talking about multiple people lined up to get a chip put into their hand. For the all in the name of convenience or security, safety, whatever the case may be. And they're still doing it. And we just reported the other day, more and more companies are pushing for these chips to be put in hands, all again for the cause of safety and protection and convenience and et cetera and et cetera. So here we are now, in case that doesn't sound eerily, familiar to you, it reminds me a lot of Revelation 13, where in Revelation chapter 13, it says when this Antichrist comes on the scene and he will work with the false prophet, that the false prophet will begin to institute a system in which you will have to put a mark. We didn't say a chip. The Bible says a mark on the right hand or the forehead. And without this mark on the hand or the forehead, you will not be able to buy, sell, or trade. And it's everybody. That's in Revelation 13. Now, don't you think it's interesting that we went through the phase of the hand? Now, you know, when it first came out, people freaked out. No way would I do this. In fact, there's high-ranking officials across the nation who is pushing for a bill that will prevent employers and employees to be forced to microchip themselves for a company. We reported on that as well on endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. But don't miss this. The conditioning of this is to accept something put on or put in your hand. Now we come to a new era. Now we're in 2020, and here's a guy who all the older folks probably thinks he's a nut, but you got to understand there's a whole generation that's raising up. They are ignorant of the Bible. They're ignorant of prophecy. They're ignorant of everything I'm telling you about out of Revelation 13 or any of this. And there's been statistics that's proven that there's more and more people that do not identify as being religious or an affiliation with any God or any religion. So when you put the concoction of that cocktail together, you've got a whole generation that are looking up to people like this guy right here, who is saying, hey, I can make you a cyborg. I can make you a super genius. I can make you so intelligent that you don't have to rely on Google. You don't have to rely on Siri. You don't have to get online and search for answers. What if I could make you so intelligent and so smart that you automatically know the answers by just automatically thinking of it because you've been hardwired by a computer chip that will be placed into your mind, hello, or in your head? I said the hand and the head. Do you see this conditioning, guys? Or am I alone here? Is there any other watchman out there? Is there anybody that's awake and listening to what I'm saying to you? His plan is to, quote, save the human race, involving wiring computer chips into our minds to merge us with artificial intelligence. Neuralink revealed plans to use lasers to shoot holes into skulls and feed threads of electrodes into the human brain. It declared this was a potential way of connecting the human brain to machines. Musk has previously claimed that the updated version of Neuralink may be in a human as soon as this year. Somebody say in 2020. A concept design of Musk's updated vision has not been revealed, nor do we know if it will even work. However, Elon Musk is optimistic and thinks the device could even be used to, quote, restore brain and motor functions. Well, there's your hook, line, and sinker. Again, I'll put a chip in my hand? No way. Oh, wait a minute. What if we said, if you'll put a chip in your hand, you won't ever have to use a currency anymore. You don't have to worry about getting money out of your wallet. You don't have to worry about looking for your wallet. You can leave your wallet at home. You can leave your money at home. You can leave your credit card at home. Oh, did you forget your insurance card? Don't worry about that, because all that information is going to be put on this one little chip that we could put in your hand, so that all your information's there. Whether you get in a car accident and you go in the hospital, they can just scan your hand and it will pull up your medical information, and it can tell us, oh, well, look, he's type 2 diabetic. It could tell tell us what medications he's on. It can tell us whether or not he's allergic to this or to that. It can tell us when was the last time he had this. It can tell us his deductible, who his insurance carrier is. Oh, look at this. It can link us straight to his account so that he can pay his deductible without worrying about it, because it can just scan it right on his end. And what if we told you that we can diminish terrorism in our country by tracking people, by putting something in their hand? Oh, wait a minute. That's right. They're already doing it to our pets. Our pets are being microchipped so that in the event that we lose our pet, or it gets lost, or it gets hurt, or whatever, it gets stolen, well, we can simply go into a database and look and search for our pet because it's chipped and we can find it. So again, guys, we're talking about a preconditioning. When you just throw out the idea, nobody's going to buy that. When the microchip in the hand was first introduced, it was quickly rejected, especially by the older generation, especially by those who have an understanding of the Word of God. Now we have this individual who, again, a whole generation is looking up to guys like this. You know, these are not the Bill Gates, the Mark Zuckerbergs. That was yesterday's news. Those are old generation. Those are older generations, the previous generations. Now we have the Elon Musk rising up and proposing something as ludicrous as putting something in our brain, an implant, to enable us to be connected to in the same category as cyborgs or superhumans, where we have this vast knowledge right there available to us. And it sounds ludicrous until the plan starts unfolding and revealing, and you can have this, and you can have that, and you'll be capable of doing this, and you'll have the luxury of doing this, and you'll be able to perform this, and then it starts being appealing, and before you know it, somebody somewhere out there will come forward and say, let me be the first to embark in this and accept this. Mark my words, there will be people that will do it. They've made movies about this. Hollywood's jumped into this. There's programs about all of it, pre-programming us and conditioning a generation to accept this. All right. Now, I want to get to our final story. This was extraordinary. Listen, my heart goes out to Australia, guys. I'm telling you, fires, unprecedented animal deaths, hailstorms, dust storms, spider plagues, and now there's a new report coming out of Queensland about a bat plague of biblical proportions filling the skies above Ingham, Queensland. Ingham, Queensland, I believe that's how you pronounce that. In fact, there's so many bats, according to a local affiliates there in Queensland, that the locals are reporting that local hospitals are not even able to land their helicopters on the pad because there's so many bats in the atmosphere. And parents are absolutely terrified to even send their children to school. Could you imagine living in a place like this right now, where fires are breaking? And by the way, they're still not done. Last week we reported there was another mega fire that was breaking out. Just fires, hailstorm, apocalyptic hailstorms, spider plagues, dust storms. And now we're hearing of something that you would read about in an Alfred Hitchcock novel or a Stephen King novel about a bat plague that is terrifying parents that they can't send their kids to school. Staff flight helicopters at hospitals are not even able to land on the pads because of the amount, the sheer magnitude of bats that are in the atmosphere. According to a report from the Daily Star, they're calling this thing a, quote, colossal bat tornado. Quote, it just seems to me that every bat in Australia is now in Ingham, according to Mayor, according to the mayor there in the council, who told a news magazine show a current affair. He went on to say, quote, there are four different species, and because they all have young at different times, there's hardly a window of opportunity when we can interact with these bats to try to move them on. In fact, there is a protected species law there in Australia that limits and puts limitations on what can actually be done to the animals. So their hands are really tied on this. But this, again, is unbelievable. Oh, and I didn't even put this up there, but let's talk about the locust plague. You know, the one that's hit Eastern Africa, that's leveled Kenya, Africa, that's went through Saudi Arabia and Yemen, and they've declared states national emergencies there. Somalia declared a national emergency, and now the latest is that Pakistan has been leveled with billions, I said billions, of locusts, and they've had to declare a national emergency. We're talking, again, locusts of biblical proportions. Guys, listen to me. I'm telling you, and I know you're going to get, listen, it is only February, and you're going to get sick of hearing me saying this, but I'm telling you, I said this the other night, that this year, 2020, is shaping up to be a year that looks like 2011. Do you remember 2011? There were so many extraordinary events that took place in 2011. We're talking about the Japanese earthquake that took place. It shifted the entire island of Japan 6 feet. That caused a massive tsunami. We're talking about there was a meteor. I can't remember the name of this thing, but it was this meteor, I believe it was causing all kinds of stir. It was causing different atmospheric anomalies and stuff that was going on. Then you had the historic tornado outbreak that took place all the way from, that stretched all the way from the deepest south, went all the way up and even parts of the north. Then the Joplin, Missouri tornado that wiped basically Joplin off the face of the earth. That happened in May of 2011. There was earthquakes that took place in different locations. We're talking about big, I believe Chile was one of those things. There was historic snowfalls that, I mean, it was one thing after another, after another, after another, after another. And that was in 2011. And it seems like we are now in this cycle. I call it a strong birth pain. And 2020, and again, we're only a little over 5 weeks into the new year. And it seems like it's event after event, disaster after disaster that is taking place and unfolding before us. So guys, I'm telling you, buckle up. Get ready, because we don't even know. We're in election year, and we're about, what, 9 months away from the election. So we ain't even gotten to election warfare yet, and we've not even gotten to the spring yet. We've not even gotten into tornado season yet. Oh, by the way, they issued a 90 million Americans are under a threat right now because of extreme weather conditions stretching across America. Even tornadic events are said to that could be potentially on its way. So again, I'm going to leave you with Luke 21:28 again. When you begin to see these things coming to pass, Jesus said this, when you begin to see these things coming to pass, look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption is drawing near. So again, guys, I want to thank you for taking the time to jump onto this broadcast today. Again, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. If you've not yet subscribed to us, I would hope that you would do that. You can go to our main website there, and you're going to see a place where you can subscribe. You guys watching by Facebook Live, there's going to be a link there. You can click on that link, go there to our main landing page. There you can click and subscribe. Again, our new app, our app is out, and it's available on Android. It's coming soon to iOS, but it is now up and running on Android. We've got many people that's already downloaded. If you've not yet, go to the Android store. You can go there to the Android app store. Just type in End Time Headlines. You can look for it. You're going to see our official ETH logo. Download that app. It's absolutely free. You can keep up with all the latest news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. You'll get push notifications when breaking news alerts. All of our podcast episodes are there. Our YouTube channel's right there at your convenience, so you can listen to these messages like this as well as keep up with our headlines. Again, we always want to give you an opportunity if you'd like to support this ministry with a gift of any amount, whether it be a one-time gift or a monthly partnership. We want to welcome you to give that opportunity and give that opportunity to do that. And you could do that again at endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. Just click on the main website. You're going to see many locations where you can give electronically, or you can give by check or money order. And all that information is available at the link there provided on Facebook. And you guys here watching and listening by podcast and YouTube, all that information is about to follow right after I close this, and so you can have that there. So if you wish to support this ministry, you will have the information to do that. So we're going to say God bless you, and we're going to sign off for this Thursday. I don't want to make any promises. I don't know if we'll be back on here tomorrow. It depends on what happens. Depends on what goes on in the news. Many things can happen in a period of 24 hours. So if something happens that I believe is newsworthy and to discuss here on a podcast or broadcast, then we will by all means do that. And we'll be back on here tomorrow. If not, and everything seems a little bit more settled down, then we will take the weekend off. We'll be back in here on Monday, and we'll get you up to speed of what's going on and news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. So we love you guys. God bless you. And we'll either see you tomorrow or we will see you on Monday.
We hope that today's word was a source of blessing and encouragement to you and your family. End Time Headlines is a ministry that provides weekly teachings to equip believers and inform the discerning of the signs and seasons in which we are in. If you would like to help support this ministry with a gift of any amount, you can do so electronically by visiting our website at endtimeheadlines.org, where you can sow a one-time gift or set up monthly partnership. If you would like to give by check or money order, you can do so by writing to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 2312, Clarksville, Indiana 47131. Thank you for your generous support and partnership to End Time Headlines.